Precious heart dwellers, Ezekiel has gotten a warning dream. Nuclear war, anytime soon. The first bomb was dropped on Times Square, and it was a perfect hit. Goodness, you know, Times Square, that's where they celebrate New Year's. That's a huge deal. I hope that's not when it's going to be. My dear ones, this may be the last time we talk for a while. I believe the rapture will happen soon after the nuclear attack on America. I know I will meet many of you in heaven, but for those staying behind, Mother Elizabeth and John are taking over the community and messages as well. She's fully equipped to carry on and share with you what the Lord is saying. And I'm sure she'll be pulling up older messages when they apply. I believe the community will still be here on the mountain. If you want to become a part of our ministry, it will still be a prayer community, and several people will have channels as well. Yes, we have several YouTube channels now. Different members of the community are getting their own words from the Lord and posting them, which is a dream come true for me, because all I wanted was for people to be in touch with the Lord, to hear his voice, to know his will, so that they could do his will. And that's what's happening with the community members. It's wonderful, really. Everything is about prayer. We do not have guns on the property or any kind of weapons, period. Our weapon is prayer, especially the rosary. If you have seen the movie Patrick, about St. Patrick, you'll remember the scene where the bad guys were hunting for the good guys, and Patrick put his staff in the ground and asked the brothers to put their hands on his, and they turned into a bunch of deer. When the evil ones were about to apprehend them, all they saw were a group of deer. That was a great scene. And later in the movie, he walked right into the village, unafraid, because he wanted to convert them. Prayer is our most powerful protection. One of the reasons why the enemy tries to come between us and the Lord is because that connection causes him a lot of trouble. So when things get really rough and turbulent, group together and cast your fears at God's feet and allow him to protect you. Later on in the afternoon, the Lord began speaking to me again, and he said, "Do you want me to speak to you?" "Yes, Lord, I am so confused." And what had happened is I had asked someone about what they perceived was the order of events. Being insecure, looking for a confirmation, which I didn't get. Instead, I got a mass of spaghetti. Jesus began, "I would like to have saved you from that." But again, your curiosity broached the subject to him, who, by the way, does not know everything. And he indeed would be the very first person to tell you that. "Listen, my bride, I have tried to lead you along a path of understanding that is different than man's opinions or deductions. Deduce all day long, and you will only end up more confused." Let me state this simply. Putin will use nuclear weapons against America. Of that you can be sure. Arrangements and affections are only skin deep, and of that you can also be sure. They are dissolved like a vapor when other more profitable opportunities are offered. It is a cutthroat mentality, and you cannot trust anyone. Did I not say that? Yes, Lord, you did. 2,000 years ago, he trusted himself to know men because he knew their hearts, or something like that. Jesus continued, "It is worth noting that I said that so that you will not get tangled up in what man promises, because promises are regularly broken when opportunities offer themselves. Putin's allegiance is to Russia, period. all these other ideas put forth make for a nice sentimental sense of camaraderie, but do not be fooled. What is behind that is far more sinister. Putin is for Russia. He has locked arms with Trump's America to rid the world of child trafficking, but he is also well aware of the brutality and lack of morality of those he employs, the professional soldiers that he hires from the Middle East, to do his dirty work, who work as unprincipled beasts. Wow, they have no principles. Here they are fighting something for what's supposed to be a pure principle. In the meantime, they're raping and pillaging and doing terrible things. So if Putin can hire people like that to do his dirty work, then he will not stop at using nuclear weapons. Lord and I got that far. I said, oh Lord, so now comes the big question. He chuckled. You mean the one I will never answer? I laughed. Yes, that one. Have you ever considered that these are opportunities for you to be detached and just move forward without questioning? That perhaps I am exercising you in perfection for your own benefit? Yes, Lord, I've considered it, but that answer to the question of when the rapture is going to happen isn't very satisfying. He laughed. No, I guess not. Lord, this is going in circles. Funny thing about circles, he said, they always complete. Yes, and sometimes they're closed with me on the outside, not knowing. That's up to you, my bride. Stay united with me and you'll always be inside the circle, always. So have I answered your question? I guess so, but is it that immediate? Sudden destruction, my bride. You mean we're really going home soon? Yes, make the best of it. Yes, you really are coming home soon. That is a trick question, Lord, because soon could be 10 years from now. All right then, he said. How about very soon? There comes a point where it's counterproductive for me to tell you any more. Trust, faith, hope have much to do with this, Claire. I know I feel badly for wanting a more definitive answer. I know you will call us home when you see fit to do so, nothing more and nothing less. He answered, that's a very intelligent answer. Where did you learn these things? From your Holy Spirit? Ah, yes, the Comforter. There is comfort in the word soon. Just think, you could be Daniel inquiring about prophecy and could be getting in the end of days. How confusing would that be? You're right, Lord, as always. That would be very confusing. You will see soon enough, beloved. Until then, can I have your trust? Will you do what I have set before you, even though it seems like all odds are against it? Yes, Lord. And what he's talking about here is continue to work on music. In today's message, I'm reading this message. It's actually a day old. But in the new message that we got today, he talked about timing with all the gifts that he's given us, about working for him and what the outcome will be. Even though the timing seems like it'll just get drowned in a sea of history, that's not true. He's going to pull these things up and use them for the millennium. So all of you that are out there working hard with your channels, working hard with your songs, with anything that you're doing, all of you, up until the last minute, everything that you produce, he will reproduce and use for his kingdom, either now or for the millennium. Nothing is lost. That's so exciting to me. because I was thinking, wow, you know, this will all be over, and everything I've ever written or sung is going to be, you know, going to be lost. But not so. And today's message will be a confirmation of that. "You will see soon enough, beloved," he answered. "Until then, can I have your trust? Will you do what I've said before you, even though it seems like all odds are against it?" "Yes, Lord." "Claire, nothing you ever do out of obedience and love for me is futile. All works its way into the divine master plan. And as you already know, my father does not tell me everything, but it is safe to assume soon. You know how important comfort is, so comfort my people with the Chronicles of the Bride so they can look forward to their dreams come true." And that was the end of his message. And what is so beautiful about Chronicles of the Bride is that it was my first introduction to the reward that the Lord had waiting for me in heaven. And I was so stunned when he took me to heaven and was showing me these things that I walked around in a daze for a good week. I couldn't come out of it. I couldn't get back into reality. I thought, how could anyone do so much for me when I've done so little for them? But that's the way the Lord is, guys. He's extravagant. So everything that you do and keep doing will be used for his kingdom to come. Each of you have a very special voice and a very special way of communicating. And it's going to touch many, many souls. Your special gift is going to reach souls that other people's gifts did not reach. So don't give up on what you're doing. Continue to do it, and he will use it. All glory to God. Amen.